My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right, baby, it's a football Friday, and it's now time for Behind Enemy Lines, brought to you by Monster Brewing. Behind Enemy Lines, presented by Galise Services, and joining us right now on the fan hotline is D. Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, one of the great sports writers in this country. And D. Orlando, we really appreciate you coming on. It's back, baby. Football, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm just, you know, excited. We had that great game last night. 1 inch decided it. We're back. A little sloppy, as expected. But, you know, since they don't play anybody anymore in exhibition season. But all fired up and ready to go. Looks like we're going to have another great football season.
So it was sloppy last night, as you mentioned. Kirk Cousins, a lot of these guys on the first team offense didn't play during the preseason. How do you expect Kirk to look now that things get real? How has he looked in practice?
He's looked great in practice, you know, moving the ball around to Pitts, Drake London, Bijan Robinson. You know, he did a lot. They did like almost 4,500 reps from, you know, OTAs through training camp. So they're putting a lot of stock in those joint practices with the Dolphins. But, you know, when they take the field on Sunday as a football unit and play, that'll be the first time that they've tried to play in a real football setting where there's live tackling.
D. Orlando, what do you think ultimately led to the firing of Arthur Smith in Atlanta? And do you think he could be a good offensive coordinator again with the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I think it was just a mesh. You know, if you study – Arthur Blank and his businesses at Home Depot. He's always looking to, you know, combine and collaborate with folks. And, you know, sometimes that works and sometimes, you know, it doesn't. And he must have decided that Arthur Smith, you know, despite the fact that he was dealing with, you know, not having a quarterback, a record amount of dead salary cap space. He had to play 2 years without a quarterback, basically. He didn't like the direction of the franchise. But Arthur Smith is a fine football coach. He's going to do a great job for the Steelers, and he's going to be coaching again as a head coach in the National Football League probably real soon if they get that offense rolling this year and next year up in Pittsburgh.
One of the surface-level takes that a lot of people said about the Falcons last year, once Arthur Smith got hired to the Steelers this year, was didn't use Bijan Robinson enough. Do you agree with that? And how do you foresee Bijan Robinson looking now, taking a step forward this year?
Yeah, I totally, absolutely do not agree with that.
Okay.
He had 218 carries. He had 58 receptions. He had 1,400 yards and 8 touchdowns. As a rookie who didn't know what he was doing. So I was fine with how Arthur Smith used Bijan Robinson. I was not fine with how the quarterbacks couldn't throw the ball to wide open receivers. So that's what got That's what got Arthur Smith fired, latching his wagon to Desmond Ridder. You know, they saw enough. His buddy Luke Fickell kind of sold him on the makeup of Ridder and thought they could, you know, they worked miracles with Tannehill in Tennessee. They thought they can do the same with Ridder, and it just didn't work out.
Did it catch you off guard when the Falcons used their eighth pick of the draft to select Michael Penix Jr.?
No, I had it in one of my mock drafts. They have been really recruiting him. Yeah, you can Google mock draft 4.0, I believe it was, Michael Penix to the Falcons. You know, I've been following them around. My guys, I go down to the Senior Bowl every year, and the Senior Bowl director, Charles Nagy, tipped me off that, hey, they're doing a lot of work on Penix. And so I was like, wow, that'd be interesting, because everybody knows they need pass rushers and so forth. But Fontenot said from day one that he's drafting the best player available. He's not drafting for need. And so he drafted the best player available. Then he went out and tried to get the needs in free agency, you know, and trades. You know, that's why they went out and got Matthew Judon, and then Justin Simmons kind of fell in their lap late.
Is this the year for the Falcons where they can take control of the AFC South, or the NFC South, excuse me, and how quickly can, with a new coaching staff, they really get up to speed here?
Yeah, they can. They certainly can. But, you know, I need to see them play football. I get mad at Raheem at practice. I'm like, hey, I need to see some one-on-ones. I'm going to ask him today, hey, are we going goal line on Friday here like Chuck Noll used to do? he's gonna laugh. But, yeah, I need to see him play football. I need to see it all come together. Yeah, it looks great on paper. But I think what's going to happen is they got a slow start to the season, tough games against Pittsburgh, the Eagles, and the Chiefs. Then he's going to have to coach. He's going to have to put it back together before they go play the Saints in game four. And, you know, that's going to be the telltale of the season is, hey, how they survive this early stress, because the back end of the schedule is not, you know, very challenging. Well, it's challenging. It's the NFL. But, you know, how they deal with this heat that's coming at them. You know, the world champs, the Eagles were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Steelers haven't had a losing season since 2003. So, you know, that's a challenge for the Atlanta Falcons, trying to end a streak of six consecutive losing seasons.
Who wins on Sunday?
I think Pittsburgh, because I understand y'all been actually hitting in practice. So I think y'all actually still do football in practice. So I'm going with a team that's been practicing a little bit more football.
Absolutely love it. D. Orlando, we really appreciate your time, and hopefully we cross paths again here soon.
Sure, guys. Thanks for having me. Enjoy the game and have a great season.
You too.
Thanks, man.
We'll see you at the game. D. Orlando Ledbetter. I'm not going to the game.
Yeah, you said see you at the game.
I'm not going to be there.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.